It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
We're seeing a lot of red here at Little Caesars Arena. They must be participating in the Valentine's Day celebration.
Yeah. Sure. Happy VD, as always. Be careful. Spread the love, if you know what I mean. and be careful out there. Right. No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the love. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. And as I always say, if you haven't gotten your lovely one anything yet, all you need to do is give her a peck and a poke. That's all they really need. You don't need to be going to buy other stuff other than the nudie pajamas.
See, I feel like that would be true for the guys in the relationship. Like, we don't need the chocolate or a gift. We want the peck and the poke, but the reverse. Like, we want the ability to be able to deliver that.
I think it's mutual, right?
Yeah.
I think both sides should want
it. Well, I would hope so.
So, have some great loving out there tonight. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. And in the meantime, we'll deliver some sterling sports insight to you, including...
Will we?
Yes.
Okay.
At 6:32, a great tipping story. Great tipping story involving sports. But first, this D'Antonio Brown story that has swept the area, right?
No, not just the area. The entire NFL, basically.
The entire nation. Literally, every fan base in every city is like, what do we got to do to get Antonio Brown? What do we got to do? What do we got to do? All right. And because Lions fans and the Lions often seem defeatist here, no one thinks the Lions will be in it, right? Nope, it's going to be Green Bay. They're going to get them. And what, Arizona? And what are the odds are Green Bay won?
Well, be fair. The Lions aren't interesting. They don't ever do anything aggressive. So it kind of makes sense why people are doubting it.
Well, no. But why would that be? Because, hello, we've been told that they've this quarterback that everyone in the league loves and respects. You hear from other players talk about, boy, Stafford with that big arm and that deep throw and – wouldn't that be a lure for Antonio Brown? Wouldn't that be? And I'll just go on the record. We've talked about it a little bit, but we haven't gone, so to speak, whole hog yet.
Whoa. Speaking of loving. Okay.
Outside of the first-round pick, number 8 overall, I'd give up anything, any pick. Second, third, excuse me, fourth. Two twos, a two and a three.
Oh, God, did Sully get you sick as well? Is
no,
that
no, no,
coughing?
No. I was just yelling. Just
making sure. No, I understand what you're driving at here. I'm just having a hard time believing that the Steelers aren't going to be able to get a first-round pick out of this. Or, based on the Le'Veon Bell situation and how they did the long play and basically said, fine, you don't want to play? Go ahead, sit out a year. You know, lose out on some of that money, even though they have to pay him $2.5 million on March 17th.
That's the thing.
I still think the Steelers have shown they are petty enough that I don't know that they are going to be willing to take a $20 million dead cap hit to trade away Antonio Brown. I also don't think they're going to be willing to trade him away for peanuts on the dollar. I think they'd be willing to wait, pay him $2.5 million on March 17th, and see what happens. Wait and get that first-round pick. Get that bigger offer later in the offseason.
Well, people in Pittsburgh don't seem to think that. They think the March 17th deadline that they owe the $2.5 million roster bonus is kind of the deadline. And which should, in that short time span, that should drive the price down for him. Shouldn't it? Now, I know it's kind of ridiculous. Some people, there was an article in Pittsburgh today where it said the Steelers just have to do whatever they can. They got to get rid of him. They would even just give him up for a conditional seventh-round pick. That's what a writer wrote, which I know is being extravagant or over the top, but they are at the point now, and they, I don't know whether it's fans or the Steelers, but they are seem to be at the point where, okay, we're just going to have to get for him what we can. And you say, no. They're going to get, well, wait a minute. When things come to this level, doesn't the team that's selling somebody end up getting not much at all?
Put them in a very bad position, yes.
Right. The Bears gave up a lot for Khalil Mack, but that was during the season. It wasn't, Khalil Mack wasn't necessarily, you know, well, I guess he was sort of forcing his way out, but it didn't, it was still during the season where you could help. I think this price for Antonio Brown, I think it's going to drop. And once it drops outside the first round, you have to go for it. And I mean, I'm saying this to Bobby Q, Bob Quinn, and Lions fans.
He's got to be listening right now.
Yeah, he is. You don't have to be defeatist and say, well, that doesn't fit in with our plan. And no. The plan is also to get playmakers. Forget about the locker room and whether or not he'd be a cancer in the locker room, which I don't think he would be. I think he'd be determined to prove himself and stick it up the Steelers' butts. So, yes, go for it.
Okay.
Now.
Would this be a giant black eye on the Lions and Bob Quinn and what they're trying to build here if, say, Antonio Brown gets traded to the Packers for a second, third, fourth, you know, late round pick, whatever it might be, if the Lions don't get him when the asking price is that low, is it a black eye for Bob Quinn? The phone number is 248-539-9797. And look,
yes,
okay,
it
simply
would be. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, from that standpoint, okay, if it's going to be a lower pick, it's a small asking price, I totally understand that. I would just be more focused in the on the field because it was pretty evident last year when Kenny Golladay was the only weapon, the only option really that you had at the wide receiver position, that offense was a total disaster. It's clear
yes.
He needs some help. He needs somebody that is going to take a little bit of pressure off him. I do think it makes complete sense. I just don't think it fits in what Daryl Bevel and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are going to be going for. I don't think they want flash. I don't think they want
it's not even wanting
a potential
flash.
Headache.
It's wanting, as he said, playmakers. We have to do a better job of getting weapons and playmakers for Matt Stafford, okay? So if you're doubling down on supporting Stafford, they're not going to draft a quarterback at number 8, okay? Stop with that. They're not.
It'd be nice.
Maybe next
yeah.
year they're not going to. So if you're use your own words against him. They have to get, and that's as big of a playmaker as you're going to get. You're not going to draft a receiver in the first round. And they need tight ends, too, so you're going to have to use a draft pick on that. To me, it makes perfect sense, and it doesn't not fit into the plan because the plan is fluid. The plan is to get playmakers. And Antonio Brown, that doesn't change your focus of wanting to run the ball. If anything, it helps your focus of wanting to run the ball. Do you know how many times he would, with Golladay on one side and Antonio Brown on the other, one of the two of them would be behind the secondary and Stafford would overthrow him? No, I didn't say that part. I did not say that part.
Well, that's a separate issue.
Stafford would drop it right into the basket, right? Okay, he would. To me, it's a no-brainer. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And I'm telling you, it just like Lions fans were PO'd, rightly so, when the Bears anted up for Khalil Mack, can you imagine, like you said, if the Packers got Antonio Brown for a song?
No, it'd be hilarious, honestly, because that's exactly what would happen to the Lions. The moment that maybe they got, you know, a good general manager, they felt like maybe they were turning a corner, that's when the Packers go balls to the wall, the Bears get really good, the Vikings are really good, and the Lions are the worst team in the division. It'd be laughable. It really would at that point. Okay, based on what we have seen out of Bob Quinn and the way that they've gone about things, the offense that they want to run, the boring moves that they have made, not overpaying anyone, keeping everyone on affordable deals, I can't sit here and say I think it could happen.
I don't care if you can't envision it. They need to envision. You're right. Based on the limited history we have, I would think they wouldn't do it either. But there's no excuse not to do it. And I'm not buying any of the excuse. He doesn't fit the offense. I mean, he certainly would.
He can fit into any offense.
He's affordable.
Let's be real.
What's he, $12 million salary?
It's not that bad. Because of the signing bonus that he got, it Fs the Steelers up more so than the team that gets him.
Absolutely. And if, in fact, you get second-round pick or even lower, I don't think it screws your draft up at all. And I don't want to hear too many people get caught up in the history. Like, well, the Lions had Kelvin Johnson. What did that ever get them? Well, nothing, obviously. But they didn't have necessarily Kenny Golladay with Kelvin. And you still have Marvin Jones. You could trade him for a pick or something, or keep him, have three really good receivers.
Well, it's interesting you just brought that up. It's almost like you jumped into my head, because I was going to say, with Marvin Jones, I mean, look, the Steelers clearly trying to get, you know, a pick, but couldn't you make the case that if you're going to only be able to get a third or a fourth round pick for Antonio Brown, and the Lions want to trade a guy in Marvin Jones, wouldn't that almost be like a fifth round pick in Marvin Jones? Don't the Steelers still want a productive wide receiver, a guy who has a chance to be a deep threat? I mean, Marvin Jones is a very capable receiver in this league. He's
Look
no Antonio
you.
Brown, but he's not this, you know, cast off, you know, loser. He can play. And he's affordable. He makes $8 million a year.
Look at you doing some thinking. Where did you find that? Where did you dig that up?
No, I don't know.
It popped in your head. Because I like that idea, because there's been some talk that they want to move on from Marvin Jones. And I'm not sure why. I think he's good.
Well, of course.
But I don't – maybe they want to – well, he is a good deep threat, too.
And he seems like a good teammate. And I got to believe that's a high priority right now in Pittsburgh based on the situation they had with Le'Veon Bell and now Antonio Brown. And it's not like the Steelers are going into a rebuild. Roethlisberger's back. They think that they are just going to move forward, add some pieces, and still be at the, you know, near the top of the AFC,
you know,
right?
Yeah. And I heard somebody go, who's the crazy guy on before us with the runny nose?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Valeni. Yeah. I heard somebody call him, and Valeni was right on this, you know, the concern about, the culture and the lot. The Lions don't have a culture. They're trying to create a culture, but they don't have a winning culture that could be destroyed or torn asunder at all. And not that necessarily Antonio. I go back to, he's had seven consecutive years averaging about 1,400 yards receiving. What was so debilitating? Yeah, it was bad at the end, and he did sort of quit on his team at the end, but redemption is a pretty good motivating aspect.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. If you're a Lions fan and you see, say, the Packers get involved, get Antonio Brown for a lower pick, is that a giant black eye? Do you essentially lose a lot of faith in Bob Quinn and the direction of this organization if the Lions don't make a play and don't go out there and make a bold move and get Antonio Brown? It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.